Fiction Family is the name taken by two musicians from other bands, Sean Watkins of the progressive bluegrass group Nickel Creek and John Foreman of the alternative rock band Switchfoot. The duo began writing songs when their bands were on the same bill of a big rock concert a few years ago. They stayed in touch as their bands toured and eventually recorded this new album, also called Fiction Family. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
3, 4. Got a girl, she tastes like rain on my tongue. She's got the moon in her hips, and her eyes burn up like the sun. When I'm gone from my girl, when I leave her alone, there ain't nothing that I'm running from. Still got wars to be won.
That softly sung acoustic tune called War in My Blood gives you a good idea of the music on Fiction Family's debut album. Sean Watkins from Nickel Creek and John Foreman from Switchfoot alternate throughout the album on lead vocals and play all the instruments you hear, which include guitar, keyboards, drums, and organ. They compose music with a built-in ache.
You've got a vision of some far-off day, beautiful and bright. A carrot hanging out of reach, but always in your sight. There's an icon in your mind that stands for happiness one day. A picture on some wall of a kingdom far away. Than you think. Oh, it's breathing in between.
There's an icon in your mind that stands for happiness one day, they sing on that song, Closer Than You Think. Using computer imagery, an earlier generation surely would have said, there's a picture in your mind rather than an icon. Fiction Family strives to make simple music, rooted in folk and 60s pop, without going too limp on us. Sometimes it doesn't work, as in the maudlin Please Don't Call It Love, with its weepy, sleepy violin. Lyrics on this album aren't particularly original. They consist of carefully phrased examinations of heartbreak, for the most part. But Sean Watkins and John Foreman are smart enough to know which of their collaborations turned out best. They lead off their album with what is by far their most attractive, memorable song, When She's Near.
My cover is blown. I'm faded and dreary when my love is away. My cover is blown when she leaves me alone. I'm weathered and weary, the nights are the days when my love is away. When she's near, the new year's here, and there is not a resolution that I can't do. I see things clearly when she's near me. When she's near me, all the world is new.
When She's Near, with its Beatlesque melody and soft harmonies, is a lovely romantic trifle. Its chorus, When She's Near Me, All the World is New, is the sort of starry-eyed sentiment that Fiction Family's music is ideally suited to transmit. There is, in general, a sort of hippy-dippiness to a lot of this, as when the duo does that old countercultural trick of appropriating even older musical styles in a cute, self-conscious manner, as on this song, Look For Me, Baby.
When what you hold dear starts to disappear, you can tell what you trust by the things that you fear. You can look for me, baby. Oh, baby, I'll be long gone.
Fiction Family has the feeling of a one-time experiment rather than an ongoing project. Perhaps this is the attitude with which Watkins and Foreman approached it. What results most of the time is a sense of freedom, an airy lyricism that's never weighed down by the notion that careers or record sales hang in the balance. I'd call this spiderweb music, delicate, industrious, and intricate. Here today, and perhaps gone tomorrow.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large at Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed the new self-titled debut album from Fiction Family. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our senior producer is Roberta Sherrock. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Sue Spolin directed the show. I'm Terry Gross.
Don't remember much about that night, but I'm pretty sure it rained the day I died. I think it rained, I think it rained, I'm pretty sure it rained the day I died. You and I were always closest friends. It's women that make enemies of men. A pretty face.